Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome along to this evening's Hours to Protect with me, Donald Doyle. This evening we're going to talk about the fact that over 4,300 homes in Tipperary have had energy upgrades in the past 5 years with grant support from the SEAI. Now, the cold snap will tell us that lots of our homes could do with improving. So I'm joined with Ciarán Byrne, who's the National Retrofit Director with the SEAI. Ciarán, how much work do we need to do on getting homes up to scratch across Tipperary and across the country?
A lot of work needs to be done, but the good news is we have done an awful lot of work, so we've really brought things along nicely. The average BER rating across country is around a D1, so that's that little scale you see sometimes when you buy or rent a house. That's the building energy rating. The average is a D1. We want to try and bring that average up to a B2. How we're going to do that is practically all new homes that are built today, or certainly for the last number of years, are probably up around the A2 standards. They will bring the average, but what we're about in the SEAI is retrofitting all of those existing homes right the way across the county. We've got to make them warmer and more energy efficient.
Yeah, you're talking about half the homes in Ireland are not anywhere near up to scratch, and you want to get them up to B2. What does B2 mean for a layman? Like, we all know that new build houses are A rated with heat pumps and different technologies, but what does a B2 look like?
That's a really good question, actually, when you start putting it like that, because you can fall into the trap of energy efficiency and kilowatts and all this good stuff. Really what it means is that your home is comfortable, warm and energy efficient in terms of the cost to heat it. Example would be, when you switch off the heat, there's some heat retention in the home. The home is comfortable across the home, not just the one room that you heat up, and it lasts within the homes. And some of your listeners will have this, unfortunately. As soon as they switch off the heat, the home is cold 10 minutes later. So we want to bring it up to a warm, comfortable standard. It's not the A1++ standard. It's a standard that we think is appropriate for the most homes in the country.
Okay, and what's the best way to go about doing that? We know that there's certain low-hanging fruit like insulation that most houses could do with improving if they have it already. And we know that there's deep retrofits that we're told could cost 60, 70, 80 grand on an old house. But that's going to frighten a lot of people.
Yeah, well, the best way to do it, we have a three-step kind of process in terms of the process, if you want. First of all, we assess, which is figure out where your home is at. So actually, quite a lot of homes in the country, particularly in a county like Tipperary, where people would have built them from scratch, etc., they may not actually have a building energy rating. So go and get that done. Associated with the building energy rating is an advisory report. So you get the technical piece done that tells you, for example, your home is a D2 rating. So you want to get to a B2. What do I do? Much and all, as I love energy, it's not my core expertise. What's the right thing to do? So at the back of that report is a thing called an energy advisory report. And that'll tell you the right things to do and the right steps in which to do it. But typically what we're talking about is insulating the home. So the home, no matter what way it's done, is effectively four walls, a roof, front door and a back door and some windows. That's on variations on the theme. So what we want to do is get the fabric around that completely insulated, the roof insulated, so your little home is insulated and keeping heat in. That's the insulate part of the journey. And then the next part of the journey is the renewables part. So we put in a heat pump, we put in solar PV, which is the photovoltaic panels that you'll see sometimes on roofs. But before we get down to the renewables part, we want to get the fundamental fabric of the home right, and that involves insulation.
Yeah, so we're not wasting however we heat it, that it's not being wasted, it's not pouring out into the atmosphere.
That's a great point. And what you say in the SEI, we want people to electrify the heating source, which is a heat pump, which basically is a renewable heating source. We have to, as a society, move off oil and gas. But whatever way we're heating the home, if it's insulated right, we're using less of it. That's the key point. So the insulation part is called energy efficiency. So you're making your house more energy efficient. The third part, which is the heat pump or the solar PV, is called renewable energy.
Let's talk about then how we get to that stage, because there's been talk about the grants that are available. There's been talk about one-stop shops, which aren't shops, they're companies that will walk you through big jobs. But what about the person who's worried that can't afford to lay out a lot of money and wait for grants? Because I know people like John Gibbons, an environmental campaigner and journalist, who said he had awful trouble with his getting grants as he tried to upgrade his home. And I know that the government were promising low interest finance to fund the client side of this, and that doesn't appear to have happened. So how do people go about getting help to do this work?
Okay, that's a great question. I suppose in terms of John Gibbons, and I know John and a very well-respected environmental journalist, at this point it's here that he didn't have a good customer journey. So what we have done in the SEI, we've completely repositioned all of the grants and straightened out the customer journey to make it easy. So I'll start on kind of, we got three broad grant schemes, okay? And the first one is called the Better Energy Homes. That's the individual measures. So some of your listeners may say, look, we want to do the home. We just don't have the money to do the whole lot in one go. We want to get on the journey. That grant scheme you can access through our website. You can log on. It's all done online. And it's a, what we call a virtually instantaneous approval. So the real checks are that the home exists and that you haven't had the grant funding before. So obviously the government can't fund the same thing twice. And what happens there in that particular situation is a homeowner would engage with a contractor. So we have a register of contractors on our website from right way across the country. We have nearly 1,400 contractors who engage in that grant scheme, and they can select the measure that they want to do on their home. And typically we would say cavity, attic insulation, things like that on that measure. They'd engage a contractor, log onto the website and get the approval, and then they engage with the contractor themselves. And the contractor, like any sort of kind of contractor or builder, they'll come there, schedule a time, come and do the works. The homeowner pays up front and claims a grant back from us. However, many of the contractors will offer a service where they'll actually offered net of the grant, where the homeowner or the contractor takes on the mantle of dealing with the grants, and that makes it a little bit easier. That a lot of that process is online, and we've done a huge amount of work in streamlining from start to finish.
Look, this is important work. We know we're wasting a lot of energy. If you think about the draft stoppers, we need to get, like, we all remember those.
Well,
our kids hopefully will never encounter them. But I mean, what's the most important message you can give to
people? Well, we're saying we did a big campaign last year. Last year we had an energy crisis and we had a kind of a cost of living crisis. And I would say to your listeners, irrespective if you go and get a grant from us or not, trot on down to your local hardware store. And I know there's a whole lot of them, and they're all tooling up, because I speak to their association. They're tooling up to provide things like draft strips, things like lagging jackets, CFL bulbs, all those kind of things. And don't underestimate the power of simple measures. Things like putting up thermal curtains. All of these are individual measures that homeowners can take right across Tipperary. Not a huge amount of cost, because your draft strips down on Woody's would cost you about 10, 15 euros for a draft strip. And that can make a fairly significant difference to the bottom of a door. So we say do that. We also say get on our website and have a look at the grants, because we have changed the grant rates as well. And one of the ones I'd be saying and really advocating for your listeners, if they haven't done it, go and think about getting the attic insulated, because it's really, really important, because we know heat rises. Attics and top of the house use a lot of heat. Last year, we increased the grant rates up to about 80% of the cost. Now, it's changed a little bit since, but we have significant levels of grants for attic insulation. There is a large number of contractors, and it's a cheap and cheerful job in terms of getting it done quickly. There's no huge disruption, and it can do it very quickly. Or the attic insulation was the stuff that was put in 1987 when we built the house. It may be well less than what we would require now. So I think about getting that done.
Okay, Ciarán, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us this evening on Ours to Protect.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.